The study of motions of fluids, such as water, oil, and volcanic plume, has relevance in many areas of nature and engineering. One of OIST's newest associate professor, Pinaki Chakraborty, tells us more.
So fluid mechanics is the study of motion of fluids. Fluids, there are many examples in nature and technology, as mentioned in your introduction. For instance, water flow in a river, oil flow inside a pipeline. An example of regional relevance is tropical cyclones, hurricanes, typhoons raging through the Pacific Ocean. So these are all fluids in motion. Fluids in motion are all around us. So one of the areas that I particularly concentrate on in terms of fluid mechanics, motion of fluids, is called turbulent flows. So these are flows that are churning and whirling all around. And mathematically, studying these flows is extremely difficult. In fact, in most situations, we don't really know how to predict the motion of such fluids. So it's a very interesting problem from a theoretical point of view, how you can study such things. Furthermore, these have direct implications because we are subjected to these sort of typhoons year after year. And so that's an example from nature. An example from engineering background would be fluid flow through pipelines. For instance, oil flow through a pipeline, and when oil flows through a pipeline, it experiences friction against the inner surface of the pipe. And friction is an important concern because that directly affects how much of the money you have to spend for pumping oil. So if there are clever techniques to reduce the friction, that has a direct implication of how much money you can save. And therefore, there has been a lot of effort put into this area of understanding friction. And that happens to be one of the areas I'm very interested in.
So at OIST, what will you be looking at specifically?
At OIST, I will be collaborating a lot with the Continuum Physics Unit that is headed by Professor Gustavo Joya. Gustavo and I have had a very long-term collaboration, in particular to study turbulent flows. At OIST, what we are going to do is a combination of experiments, computations, and theoretical investigations into turbulent flows. Some of the examples we are particularly interested in is to study, really understand friction inside pipe flows with turbulent fluids and turbulence in tropical cyclone motion in general, problems along those lines.
And why is this research relevant?
Okinawa is an area in which tropical cyclones come quite often, and there are in fact other research institutes in Okinawa that look into remote sensing of tropical cyclones, NICT Okinawa, that have a radar facility from which you can have a three-dimensional distribution of wind vectors inside a tropical cyclone. If you have this sort of very detailed information about tropical cyclones, we can bring in our expertise in studying turbulent fluid motion inside the tropical cyclones, and hopefully a better understanding of such flows will give us a better tool to predict the motion of the tropical cyclones. And in general, I think if we can understand these flows better, we might be able to come up with strategies to better cope with the onslaught of the cyclones here after here.
What made you take this career path? Was there an Indian physicist role model that you wanted to take after?
Well, there was a role model. When I was in high school, I was under the tutelage of a semi-crazy, very cranky physicist. And he was very old, but he made a great impression on me, and he got me very interested into research. I got particularly interested in mechanics. I think one should really pursue what really interests you. And physics for me is a way to understand things around us in a much better way. And that's what to me is the main essence of research. You look at the world around you, you find things that interest you, and you want to better understand them. And physics is a way that provides us with that understanding.